This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Your official home to talk New York sports is WFAN. Call us anytime at 888-808-1019. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rolling right along. 2 hours down, three to go. KM to AM on the Fan. Call me up, man. The Knicks are getting beat by 40. And, like, not for nothing, a lot of these random people online came at me for my Knicks takes. Like Hal Steinbrenner, I'm just getting out in front of it. I can see the future. Like, the way that they are getting beat right now by the Cavs, who also played last night, and I was telling you last night during my show, like, the Cavs, they emptied their bench against the Nets. They played like 9 bench players. They made sure none of their starters played over 30 minutes. The Nets had a 7-point lead at one point on the Cavs. The Nets were playing with the Cavs until the Cavs decided to turn it up to a level that the Nets could not compete with. I think they went on a 22-2 run, and it was wraps. Yeah, largest lead of the game for the Cavaliers is 39 right now, and like, just don't be mad at me because I told you this, like, months ago, and I said it again, that, like, the Knicks are in their championship window with this team. But in my humble opinion and in my heart of hearts, because they failed to draft their own team and they pivoted to say, well, to hell with the picks, we'll trade picks away, we'll sign people in free agency, we'll put together Brunson's college buddies, and we'll go get Carl Anthony Towns. Like, they have a good team. The Knicks are more competitive over this last 4 years than they've been in a long time. But ultimately, they cannot compete with the elite teams in the NBA that have some homegrown talent. Darius Garland was drafted and developed there. Evan Mobley was drafted and developed there. Jared Allen was drafted and developed by the Nets and became there. And they, you know, gave him $100 million. And then they added a Donovan Mitchell. You know, they just traded for DeAndre Hunter. And then they went and got the Nets' former coach and Kenny Atkinson. The Cavs are tough, bro. They are tough. And the Knicks are struggling right now. Roscoe is in Brooklyn on the Fan in New York. Roscoe, you all right?
Keith, I got to clear my throat on this one, man. Because, like, I'm a diehard Knicks fan, right? I'm 45, Keith. And I'm still sitting on my couch since 93 when Starks went 5-15, 5-19, whatever the hell happened that night. Yo, Keith. This team is a joke. All right. The Knicks, when it comes to playing against stronger guards, which Cleveland has, Boston has, OKC has, the three teams that we're supposed to like really show who we are, bro, we're done.
Every time. Every single time this year. No contest.
Listen, and I don't even think Anthony Towns is coming back into the game because it's the fourth quarter already. So there goes my parlay. That's the first thing. You know what I mean? He didn't even give me 25 points tonight.
Dude, Adam, last night he had 20 in the quarter.
This is a wake-up call for all you bing-bongers and all you Knicks and Suns. Listen, keep on screaming it.
Nah, they're killing me online, bro. They sending me nasty messages. They're saying I don't deserve to be on WFAN.
Block them because they don't know about basketball. How you get rid of Isaiah Hartenstein, right? I get it. We get time.
Well, he took the bigger.
They... Bridges sucks.
Thanks for the call, Roscoe. Roscoe was about to hit his boiling point. When your parlay gets smoked and you're losing by over 40, and the reality is it's another season where the Knicks might get to the second round and lose again. Hey, shoot the messenger. You can shoot me as a messenger. I get it. I'm a Nets fan. I don't know anything about basketball. People, when they can't attack your take, they attack you. So my take this whole Knicks season, I mean, going back to Fanatics Fest, shout out to my boy Alex Day. Alex Day came up to me. I'm wearing a Drazen Petrovic jersey. And he's like, yo, Keith, give me a Yankees take. I'm like, I'm not going to give you a Yankees take. I'm going to give you a Knicks take. Because I just saw Jalen Brunson walk through here. And I saw people chasing after him like he was Justin Bieber. I'm like, they're not getting to the Eastern Conference Finals with this team. What? I'm like, and this is before Karl-Anthony Towns got traded. I'm like, they will never reach the Eastern Conference Finals with Jalen Brunson and this team. What? This guy doesn't know hoop. This guy doesn't know ball. Like, listen, like, what little man like Brunson have you seen carry a team to the Eastern Conference Finals, Western Conference Finals, like win it all? The little guys always get stopped. Even AI, I loved AI. AI eventually got stopped. They will find somebody that can defend. Somebody that's taller, longer, faster, stronger, studies your moves. They'll find somebody to defend you and neutralize you. Okay, so you add Karl-Anthony Towns, right? And yeah, I was a little salty because I'm like, man, they put this whole Villanova Wildcats team together with the Knicks, and they think they're about to go March Madness, and the NBA is not college ball. But then they go and make the move for Karl-Anthony Towns. Roscoe, they could not pay Isaiah Hartenstein what OKC paid him. They couldn't. That's what I'm saying. There are parameters with how you acquire these players and what you can do. When you don't draft your own players and develop your own players and then run them the max, you kind of end up in a little bit of a bind with what you can do via trades and free agency. OKC offered him more money. He was always going to take more money, always going to take the bag, but then they were left with Mitchell Robinson. Mitchell Robinson is... I heard a caller. What did this caller? Oh, this caller called Mitchell Robinson a big-ass potato chip. He's about as sturdy as one. He's always hurt. And, yeah, he plays good defense. And, yeah, okay, he's coming back. I'm like, what is that really going to do to change this team against the upper echelon teams? Karl-Anthony Towns is a great player, great talent. What has he won in the NBA? This is their first year with Brunson, Towns, and Mikal Bridges. They gave up 5 first-round picks for Bridges. I remember driving back from Citi Field. I parked my car out here at WFAN. That news alert hit, and I said, oh, my. Fleeced them! Sean Marks, I can't believe you got that deal to go through with the crosstown rival New York Knicks. Oh, this is going to be glorious. And here we are now, late February, and the Knicks... It doesn't matter if it's the Cavs. It doesn't matter if it's the Celtics. It doesn't matter if it's OKC. It doesn't even matter if it's Bron and the Lakers. They can't compete with these guys. It's no contest. They don't have the cohesiveness yet. They don't have the bench. They don't have enough talented players to run with these guys yet. But that's the thing about this window. When you trade all your picks and your guys are in their late 20s, right? But, like, it's a young man's game. I always hear all the jokes about, oh, they traded for kindergartners. Yeah, all right, Nets fans, hold tight. This Nets world will be rebuilt. Hold tight, because the Nets are competing right now with players that they drafted and are developing. This window for the Knicks to win a championship is 2 to 3 years after this. They're not winning it this year unless guys drop dead on the top 10 teams. 888-808-1019. So I got some, hey, I'm just getting in front of it. Shoot the messenger. Be mad at me, but ultimately you're not mad at me. You're mad at me for telling the truth. You see the NBA, and I've been taking a back seat watching the, because like, I'm a Nets fan. What am I, really actively watch the Nets tank? I told you guys the story. I had an early show. I went home to watch that game against the Clippers. The Clippers, like, historically blew the doors off them. I went to bed, like, what the hell did I sit there and watch this game for? Really, because I wanted to see the Intuit Dome. I wanted to see the, like, you know, the new arena out there. I need to physically go. But anyway, like, as a fan, and when you're a basketball fan, you can't watch your team tank every night. You can't actively root for the other team to beat their ass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, dunk on them. Ooh, three. Like I can't do that. I want to win. I'm a competitor myself. So, I mean, the Nets competing recently, I'm like, good. I don't care about Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg's about to go back to Duke. He's already a millionaire. I don't care about the lottery. I don't care about a bouncing ball. Make the plan, and the ball could still bounce somewhat in your favor. And we trust Sean Marks to make picks. Cam Thomas is on his way back, Nets fans. Drafted him. So, yeah, go New York, go New York, go. The Garden will be lit, but you know how the Garden is as well. Those fans, no ball in there. And all the oohs and ahs, and you can hear everybody's emotion with every dribble of that basketball. So when we get to the playoffs, when we get to the second round, depending on who they match up with, and, like, I don't know, you can forecast who they're going to run into. They're probably going to have to see. Like, let's see. I'll be here. I'll be here to just, you know, take your calls and say, yeah, I told you so. So, like, I don't know. You're going to be mad at the coach, or you're going to be mad at me? The Minnesota police are going to come out. They hope they stay healthy, but they have injury-prone guys. OG Anunoby, Mitch. Mikal is an Iron Man, but, like, for what you gave up for Mikal, he should be able to score more. And I know he stays on the floor, he plays good defense, but I seen him score 35 with the Nets, 30 with the Nets. When he was the number one guy, he's not the number one guy now, but, like, he's got to be a little bit better offensively. But, yeah, what do I know? I don't know anything. I got to stick to baseball, they tell me, right? They tell me, this guy doesn't even deserve to be on the fan because they love the Knicks so much. If anybody dares to speak against the Knicks, this guy's terrible. This guy's not good. Like, all right, well, we'll see. We'll see. We're seeing right now. Like, if you're a Knicks fan still watching this game with 5 minutes left, it is 128-92, and all of the starters for the Cavs, it's wraps. This, you know, and all the starters for the Knicks, it's wraps. This is done. So we'll see how much can change in a month and a half. How much can change with OG Josh Hart and Mitchell Robinson back, and to beat the upper echelon. The Knicks need to get healthy, stay healthy, continue to gel and be more cohesive, as well as, and you don't wish injury on anybody, but hope that what we see every year in the NBA is, like, you know, a star or two go down, somebody is not available in the playoffs, Giannis is hurt, and the Heat are able to sneak past them, or Embiid is hobbled and the Knicks are able to beat them. Or last year with the Knicks. The Knicks should have been in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, I'm told, uncrowned champions, right? But they got hurt. They didn't have anybody left. They didn't have any guys left. They have some dudes. They have some dogs. But they're going to get damaged. Otis is in Middlesex County, New Jersey. Otis, you're on the fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? Hope you don't mind. There's a fellow Net fan here, by the way, but I just have to kill you, but not like the other people on the station. I love the Nets. I hope the Knicks suck and the Nets are in the lottery every season with the Nets picks. But how dumb can you be? You're criticizing the Knicks. By the way, we're Nets fans. When we win some games, then you could talk. You don't troll people, by the way, when you suck. That's number one. And your Yankee takes, by the way, when you say, everybody says you're no basketball, you're no baseball either, Keith. Because, Mama, you have these people, it's like, oh, I hope you like your DH in 7 years. What jealous, delusional fans. That's why people hate the Yankees, okay? So I don't want to hear your
nonsense.
So you're
a Mets fan, Mets fan, Otis?
You wanted them.
Stop yelling, stop yelling. Let's have a conversation. You called, let's talk. You're a Mets fan, Nets fan?
Continue.
You're a Mets fan, Nets fan?
Yes, I am a Mets fan. Yes, I am a Mets fan.
Okay, so you you have
I mean, no, you're a Yankee fan, by the way, but that's obvious because you're so partial, by the way. That's, I mean, I'll say one thing really complimentary. I hope you take this in a complimentary way. To be a great, great host, talk show host, you got to find subjects that people are going to, like, hate you for and criticize you for, whatever. If that's what you're doing, you are the greatest, Keith. If not, you know nothing about anything, and I don't believe you know nothing. So I'm thinking you're doing it just to troll Mets fans or whatever. That's fine, to troll Knicks fans or your Nets fans. That's fine. We all love to troll people. But there's trolling people, and there's idiots.
There's trolling, and there's the truth. Juan the truth Soto, hurts. You sound hurt. You called up, and I saw you pop up,
way,
and I went right
am I
to
hurt?
You. I can
how
hear
am
in
I
your
hurt?
Voice. You're triggered. You're triggered,
triggered by
the
by
truth.
The way, by the way, you don't speak the truth.
Yeah, but you're hurt, Otis.
By the way,
it's Friday night at 9:15.
By the way, you can say that because stupid people will believe you. That's just simply not true.
You're a Mets
fan, you're a
jealous Mets
Yankee fan.
Fan.
By the way, you are a jealous Yankee fan.
I wasn't alive the last time the Mets won the World Series. What am I jealous of?
What are you jealous of? Because we got Soto and you don't, and you're a bunch of losers.
No, no,
and you're gonna
I just went through the whole experience of watching Juan Soto. I met Juan Soto in the Yankees dugout and clubhouse.
Yeah, and now it's always a DH. Oh, is that,
no, I didn't
you
say
know
that.
He's one of the
I didn't say he's a DH.
Tell Judge to get a big base.
You don't, listen to me too often. You got to hit that chill pill, crack a beer or something, fall all the way back. You don't listen to me too often. I may joke about him being a DH in the future. It's a guarantee. Enjoy him in right field. Keith Hernandez is going to be calling the games like, ah, man, well, last year I said what I said about him in Citi Field playing right field, and I was correct. He'll win a gold glove. He'll win a gold glove this year, like he says. No, he's not, bro. You know it. You know it. That's why you're triggered. That's why you're hurt. The truth hurts. Whether you think it's trolling or not, shoot the messenger. That's what you called up to do, shoot the messenger. As a Nets fan, I know where the Nets are, right? And as a Nets fan, I can speak from experience. Trying to cut the line, it don't work. Trying to create shortcuts, fail. I'm speaking from experience. It's not trolling. I'm looking at this Knicks team. They don't have enough. They missed so much in the draft. They tried to put together a competitive team other ways, and they did put together a competitive team. But ultimately, it's not the championship caliber team that we hear advertised. Hashtag Knicks in 8. Knicks in 8. Knicks in 8. You can't go Knicks in 8. The math doesn't matter. That would be a draw.
Yeah, like
you heard what Roscoe said about the Bing Bongers and all the overhyping of the Knicks. What I'm talking to, not trolling, is this is looking like another season where all the talk, oh, Carl Anthony Towns, Brunson the captain. This is looking like another second round exit. Maybe I'm dead wrong. And if I am, I'll be right here on this mic to be like, wow, they fooled me.
You'll
wow, they did it.
You'll own it. And by the way, I think you're one of the few Yankee fans who acknowledge how awesome Juan Soto is.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't listen to me much. It's a Friday night at 9:15. He helicoptered in quickly. I put him on.
You're one of the few Yankee fans who admit pretty often that
he's
the Yankees would be better if Juan Soto would have stayed.
Losing a generational talent like Juan Soto, do not call up and tell me the Yankees are better for it. Do not tell me that this team is better until we see it. Don't tell me there's a silver lining. I just watched the Yankees go to the World Series with Juan Soto. Until they get back to the World Series and win without, then like it could be a long time. We could go another 5-10 years without winning a World Series or getting to the World Series, and that will stand the test of the time that that team with Juan Soto got it done and the other ones didn't. I'm not so much of a Mets hater to act like Juan Soto isn't ridiculous. I just watch every one of his at-bats. I say that every night on The Fan. But I'm also not a dum-dum to act like Juan Soto isn't going to be a DH at some point. Like,
right.
He's going to be a liability at some point in right field and Citi Field. He's just, I watched him, I went to the games. I watched the difference between him and Judge. I watched Gunnar Henderson hit a ball over his head. He didn't know what to do. I watched the World Series where Ohtani hits a ball past him. The ball drops in front of him. That is what you're getting. So you could be mad at me, Otis. Or you could just face facts. The truth hurts. reality is you just paid $805 million for a guy that's going to play the next 15 years, and I guarantee he might not make it halfway there as your everyday right fielder. David Stearns prioritizes defense.
Right, and the one thing you have to ask yourself if you're a Met fan is if the Mets win one World Series, is it worth it? And the answer undoubtedly is yes. Yes.
And when I tell Yankee fans, they're like, one World Series in 15 years? I'm like, we just made one World Series appearance and lost in the last 15 years. If they make one World Series appearance and win in 15 years, yeah, it's worth it. 888-808-1019. I like that. I like that you're triggered. That means this is working. That means you're listening wherever you are, Middlesex County, New Jersey, on a Friday night. Otis, I'm not going to take any shots at you. I'm not going to take any shots at you like you took at me. I'm just going to say the truth hurts. You're triggered. And I got you to call. And as soon as you popped up, I saw your topic. That's why I went to you. I know how this thing works. 888-808-1019. KM to AM returns right after this.
Your official home to talk New York sports is WFAN. Call us anytime at 888-808-1019. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yo. I mean, I wanted to talk about the Mets. I wanted to get to the cuts from Carlos Mendoza coming on Evan and Tiki. But yeah, I knew what I was doing right there. As the Knicks game was ending, you know, I just started to needle a little bit. And Otis was listening on the radio and he said, I'm going to call and yell at this guy. All right, Otis, you got that off. I'll let you do it, too. But then when I wanted to have the conversation, you got to...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
have a back and forth, man. You gotta counter. You gotta listen to what I'm saying. You can't just yell and say what I said. I hate that too. When I listen to some of the other guys do shows, and I listen to WFAN every day, like I'll hear people call and say things they didn't say, and it's like, don't put words in our mouths. We put enough words on air, and look, we know what we said. Don't say what we said. I'll say it for myself. Juan Soto projects to be a DH, and this Knicks team projects to be another second-round exit. If they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, great for the city. I really enjoyed the run last year, even being a Nets fan. I was giving you guys what to bet on. I remember making people money. What game was it? Was it game four of the series? Where I was like, yo, bet on Dante DiVincenzo. He's due. He's due to have a couple threes to drop 20 points. He's due. And he did. I hate Philly, and I got no reason to root for those farmers in Indiana. So, like, of course I was rooting for the Knicks to win, and the Nets were out. And, like, Nets fans, just because you're a Nets fan doesn't mean you have to stand down and shut up. Just because the Nets are looking at this viral meme of the picks that they lost turning into Damian Lillard, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and then the players that they lost, KD, Harden, Kyrie, so what? Like, if you're a Nets fan, we have a future. And if you're a Nets fan, you've been through worse. 888-808-1019. If you're a Nets fan right now, you're seeing a coach? Yeah, you actually have a coach. Don't mess up his record. Get some more wins for the coach. If you're a Nets fan, you're seeing some young players playing that you drafted and developed. Yeah. You have some picks? Yeah. You're like, give it some time. And all I was saying was, hey, if the Knicks do not bring a parade back to this city in 2-3 years, then the little brother Nets that, oh, all nine of us Nets fans, yeah, well, the tables are going to turn again. The tables will turn again, and the Nets are going to have something going on in Brooklyn, and I'll probably pop up. I'll be over there. Shout out to the Brooklyn Brigade, the Block, Capra Carino, Ian Eagle, Sarah Kusta. Like, I just enjoy this so much, this banter, this sports conversation. And like the take that I had on the Knicks, like the Knicks fans mob in a crazy way. Like they're, because the Knicks were the only basketball team in this city for a decade, like you can't say anything anti-Knicks. But if you do, you get some traction. So I've had a few takes against the Knicks. You know, while everybody's telling me the Knicks are going to win the championship this year, I've had some takes countering that, and people don't like to hear it. But, like, what if it's the truth? What if it's the truth? If it's not the truth, then, man, I'm going to be cooked. 888-808-1019. We are going to get to the Mets conversation because there are some things that Carlos Mendoza was asked. Good job by Evan and Tiki asking some questions. Let's go to Carlos in Queens before we go to Carlos Mendoza. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, what's happening, Keith? So listen, basically what it comes down to, you know, I understand where Otis is coming from. Well, Yankee fans, you know, what you guys can't stand is that before, you guys was the ones signing, giving people ridiculous contracts and just doing, like, absurd things. You have Ben Affleck calling you the evil empire. Now you guys become a joke. I feel bad for the Yankee fans.
How are we a joke? We're the defending American League champions.
Let's have a
Aaron Judge is
right?
The AL MVP.
Let's just have a conversation, right? So let me just explain how you guys become a joke, and then you can do what you do. You guys have signed top-tier players, people that didn't even touch the field. You guys paid millions of dollars for you. Say, you know what? Go home. You're no good. You can't even get on the field. Who? You know what you guys do now? You guys let Aaron Hicks go out there. You let Joey Gallo stay out there. And now you're starting a season with DJ LeMahieu as your third baseman.
Perhaps.
Like, that's comical. That's comical.
Perhaps.
Because you don't want to go and pick up a few extra million because you don't want to go over the tax.
We're over the tax.
So now you guys have become the people that, like, you shopping with a coupon. Like, you at the 99 cent store. Before
the
you guys
Yankees?
Used to be on Fifth Avenue. Oh, of course, because you're a few million dollars away, you guys can't get a third baseman because you don't want to. You know what you call that? You know what you call that? You call that somebody that goes to the supermarket and goes with a coupon. That's what the Yankees become.
No, they're hiring from within. They're leaning on their homegrown talent for
now. Back then, you would have signed the all-star, whoever, not necessarily all-star, but you would have signed your best option. You, Arenado would have been here. You would have made another trade. Doesn't matter. You would have got the job done because the money wasn't an issue. But now, money's an issue for you guys. And guess whose money's not an issue?
Luxury tax didn't exist.
For the Mets. Money, Now, come on. Listen, the issue is that money is not an issue to the Mets now. So you know what? We pay $800 million for a DH. Great. Guess what? There's a good chance Vladdy going to come on free agency, and guess who he's going to sign with? This is a business. There's no discounts over here.
He should sign with the Mets. That would be great.
There's no discounts over here. There's no discounts over here. It's a business. So, of course, Juan Soto is going to go to where the most money is. There's no loyalty in this. It's a business. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this loyalty, guys, it's about money.
Yeah, there's discounts when you lose to the Milwaukee Brewers and nobody's at the ballpark. Thanks for the call, Carlos. My turn. There's discounts on tickets when Gary, Keith, and the SNY crew are saying this is rock bottom. Them tickets be for the low. That's why your owner is calling on you. That's why Brandon Nimmo, in a pennant chase, is saying, come on out and support us, please, guys. Don't you love us? Pay that $40 to park your car. Buy as many hot dogs as you can. They have a dance crew. Like, you got to get in there and see the performance that they put on top of the dugout. Oh, my. Oh, no, we can't play that anymore. All right, we'll play. But we can't play that anymore either. Got to come up with a new song. Maybe Ronald McDonald and Grimace and those guys got a soundtrack coming out. Hawk Tua Girl. Did she make a song yet? She did everything else. She had a Bitcoin podcast. Maybe Hawk Tua drops a song that the Mets can rock with for this year. It is gimmicks central. Glizzy Izzy, Rally Pimp, the playoff pumpkin. You got to come up with more gimmicks. And when you talk about the Yankees, right? Yeah, the Yankees will pay players like Aaron Hicks. He was under contract. And you know what? They ride them till the wheels fall off. And us Yankee fans, myself included, we're critical of them. We hate it. We boo these guys. We boo them off the field. You go to the games, DJ LeMahieu's getting booed. Joey Gallo's getting booed. Aaron Hicks is getting booed. And when you talk about, oh, in the past, you would go and make a move. They just made a bunch of moves. And I called on Cashman. I said, did you make all these moves to still have holes? They still have time to make more moves if they feel like they have holes. But they don't. DJ LeMahieu's not locked in to be your third baseman, Yankee fans. We have that fear because of what we saw from him last year. But I don't have that fear so much anymore. I saw Peraza today. I saw Goldschmidt today. I saw Belly today. Didn't see Judge, but Judge exists, right? There are so many Met fans that want you to bend the knee. There are so many Met fans that feel like because they won free agency, they won the World Series. I watched the same thing go on when you signed Carlos Correa. People were doing backflips, proclaiming a World Series over signing Carlos Correa in the middle of the night. Right? Remember that clouded Judge's announcement of, you know, coming back to the Yankees and being the captain? Everybody's, oh, Carlos Correa, the Mets. I'll believe it when I see it. They barely got in a dance last year. It took all nine lives to get to where they got, and they still got a historic run differential against the Dodgers. 10-piece on your head. 10-piece on your head. 9-0 shutout. 8-0 shutout. But, oh, we took one more game from the Dodgers than the Yankees. So what? You got eliminated before you got to the World Series. And here I'm taking a call from Carlos saying that the Yankees are bums and the Yankees aren't. They were in the last World Series. That was 114 days ago.
Just real quick on the Carlos Correa stuff, only because I was hosting that night. Go easy on that. Okay.
Yeah, that was your moment, man.
You didn't believe it,
see? Because the Met fan in you, I've listened to that audio. Is this correct?
Oh, I was in heaven, man. I was in heaven because really that was an earth-shattering few hours, and then obviously he had the worst ankle apparently in human history, but whatever. Put that to the side for a second. The reason Mets fans are so giddy is, one, we're not used to this. We're not used to owners that are willing to overspend.
Yeah, can't act like you've been there. Never been there.
We've never had this happen before. We've never had a player choose Queens over the Bronx. This has never happened before. And say it was for the money, whatever. The guy turned down $760 million, and he chose Queens instead. That's all that Mets fans are worried about right now.
It is a sign of the times, right? People don't ever give me credit for saying that, like, Stearns and Cohen together are the smartest and richest guy in the room. This should be the end of the LOL Mets. If they're able to get that casino and flip that area, then that ends all the conversation about Yankee Stadium versus Citi Field, and there's nothing to do. Like, there is a future here.
That's a huge factor.
Mets fans are always so quick to jump ahead of the future. Like, you play your first spring training game tomorrow. Let's get there. Who the hell is pitching for the Mets? And I don't say that to, like, you know, Clay Holmes, but, like, who is, if this is a World Series caliber team, your starting rotation has to face the Phillies and the Braves in division. Juan Soto can't win you that many games. He's going to hit you some homers to win some games. But, like, you're going to have to pitch, field, and hit. And there's a lot of variables on your side as well. To puff out your chest because Steve Cohen is a billionaire that came into the game 4 years ago and basically promised all of these things and now has delivered Juan Soto, congrats. It doesn't win you anything.
Agreed. And by the way, we're also assuming that Francisco Lindor is going to have the same type of season he had last year, which was an MVP-type season. We're assuming that Pete Alonso maybe has a bounce-back season.
Yeah, and another prove-it year. Mark Vientos has arrived. He's a 10-year All-Star.
This is what I'll say about the other stuff. It's just a reminder that, and I know Dave Sims got frustrated about this earlier, the Mets and the Yankees both have not won championships. So getting to the World Series for me doesn't mean much because the bar right now for both baseball teams should be title or bust.
It is.
And honestly, you guys made it further. That means nothing to me. You won nothing.
No, the Yankees won nothing. It means something because out of the entire American League, the Yankees were the ones that did it. They did end that drought. They were there. They had a closer series, but obviously they embarrassed themselves. And when you look at it, and I just said it was 114 days. I heard Jack Curry say it was just 114 days ago. I said, what I love about baseball is, man, when you play deep into October, the offseason is short. Here we go. They made some adjustments. They tightened the screws on this thing. The American League didn't get that much stronger. The Yankees have a good chance to get right back to the World Series. The Mets, on paper, we'll see.
And objectively, the NL is way tougher than the AL. That's just facts right there.
That's not me trolling.
No, that's not my fault. No,
there's nothing
not
I
at
can
all.
Do about that.
Not at all.
There's nothing Hal Steinbrenner can do about that. And I'm not mad at Hal. He came out and answered the question today. He told you, and I'm sure this is Cashman in his ear, and I'm sure this is conversations that they had. They did put up $760 million for Juan Soto. Hand up, if you were listening to my shows leading up, that was too much money for Juan Soto. I wouldn't have gone that far. I would have said, Uncle Stevie, you got it. I would have tapped out before we got to 16 years, $760 million. It's too much. Juan Soto's a great player, but he's not going to be this player when my son is in the sixth grade. You know what I'm saying? I get it, though. You do what you got to do in free agency to win the player, and they did. And that was a seismic win for the Met fan just at work, just calling the radio station, just in the classroom, kids in the classroom. Like, you know, the rivalry between Yankees and Mets fans for one guy, right? That's one guy, like Judge Soto. That's his opinion.
That's the reason why.
Juan Soto is one guy. But now Juan Soto's got to carry the team. Juan Soto's got to be that guy for 15 years.
Well, it's one.
And everything gets louder if it doesn't happen right away. As you talk about not being here before, I'm used to this as a Yankee fan. I'm used to the heartbreak. I'm used to the failure. I'm used to every year being predicted to win the American League and then getting cut short. I'm used to having a cheating Astros team be in the way when you think you're going to get it done multiple times. Like, I'm used to that. Like, now you're going to have to get used to the fact that, like, there are World Series aspirations. The Dodgers are in the way. The Braves are in the way. The Phillies are in the way. The Padres are in the way. And if you come up short, like, you're going to hear it. And you're going to hear it even louder from your fellow Yankee fan neighbors.
Absolutely. And again, that's the bar. I'm sorry that when you sign Juan Soto and have Lindor and have – when you sign a generational talent at 25 years old who might be the best free agent in the history of the game – possibly to sign. He's up there, certainly, and he chose the Mets. And that is the reason why Mets fans like myself were on cloud nine it happened. And we should have been. And the back and forth with Mets and Yankees fans, that's going to go on the entire season. So if you're sick and tired of it, get used to it because it's going to happen now. Because
I'm not tired of it.
Because now at this point, now
I'm tired of the like today I hear the Yankees changed the policy because of Juan. Everything doesn't go back to Juan Soto. Can we move on from that? This is going to create an even better rivalry. Obviously, Judge versus Soto, Yankees versus Mets. Yankees actually having guys in the weight class where it's like, okay, you have stars now. Juan Soto, let's see how almighty he is. Let's see if he can carry the entire franchise and fan base.
Absolutely.
And listen to your fellow Yankee fans that aren't just snarky or bitter or salty. Your fellow Yankee fan like me that's telling you, I saw him every day. He's phenomenal. And he's just turned 26. He's in his prime. He's going to be in his prime for the next 5 years or so. But 7 years from now, he might need some days to DH. He might start breaking down. He might have had too many nice Italian cuisines in his time in New York City. He's got so much money. Life is going to change for him and the people around him that they move the fence back in right field and City Field. David Stearns is going to want a plus defender there. Juan Soto's bat, I think, is going to age well. I don't know about his legs. That's not trolling. That's not making fun.
No, that's an objective sports take.
That's watching a guy this year where I'm like, I don't know if this guy knows where to stand in the outfield. I don't know if this guy knows how to break on the ball. Come on, Juan. This guy was boo-proof in Yankee Stadium because every Yankee fan wanted him to come back. But he definitely had some plays where he left it out there where we're like, come on, bro. Come on.
Absolutely. And again,
Running the bases. I don't know. At least three times I can remember where I'm like, what the hell are you doing running into an out? Aaron Judge hits behind you.
What are you doing? It's a fair point. And like we said earlier, and you agreed with this, if he wins one title, the 15-year contract is not going to matter to Mets fans. It just won't. They're going to build a statue of Juan Soto. It's going to be Soto in center field. They're going to name the hotel outside of City Field after Soto.
Of course it's a huge if.
Because
he already won one title.
Of course it's a huge if.
He won that title, he had a bunch of good players around him, and they got hot at the right time, and everybody knows what happened there.
Very similar to Aaron Judge, because we know how great Aaron Judge is, but if he doesn't win a title, he's not up there in the pantheon of Yankee greats. He can't do it. He has to win, though.
Every postseason Juan Soto has been in, he's been ready. He's been the guy. You don't have to worry about Juan Soto slumping or not hitting home runs or flailing at pitches or turning into a zero. It's an April, May, or June game for Juan Soto. I can't compare that to Judge. Judge has failed us multiple times. C-Mac had a take that I read online, and I'm like, what a great take, talking about Aaron Boone and the criticism of Aaron Boone. And imagine if Aaron Boone got Aaron Judge to be MVP Judge in all of those postseasons. He might have a ring or two by now. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Brendan in Pearl River on the Fan. Brendan, why'd you do that? What is happening here? Justin in Floral Park, hopefully you're good. I clicked on Brendan, I clicked on Matt, and they dropped off. I guess, I don't know, like, you guys disappearing on me. But you got it, Justin, go for it.
What's going on, Keith? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I tell you, these make it happen Mets are getting very giddy, Keith. I wasn't going to go that route, but let's go that route. Listen, championships are not won in December, okay, or January or February. If you don't have pitching, you know, when the Yankees got A-Rod, everyone was so giddy. I said, can he pitch? The answer was no, and the Yankees lost to the Red Sox in 04 because they didn't have pitching. They had one of the greatest lineups ever established in 04, and they lost because they had no pitching. The same could be said for the New York Mets. Okay, unless they're getting some pitching here, the Mets are not better than the Braves, and they're not better than the Phillies, and they're sure as hell not better than the Dodgers. Okay, so let's just go there. As far as our Yankees go, Keith, I like that they changed the policy, number one. I think this could possibly bring in a Vladimir Guerrero, which I know everyone's saying, oh, he's going to the Mets. I think Pete's going to opt in next year. So I think the Guerrero to the Mets thing is going to go not happening. And I just think that they're going to get some guys here. I don't know if it's going to happen now, but down the line, they're gonna get some players here that you didn't think they could sign. And I hope they still make another move or two before the season starts, because like the previous caller did say, it is kind of comical that we're relying on DJ LeMahieu to play third base, where I think he's shot. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
But we're not.
Looking forward to it.
DJ is in the running, but everybody has already given him the job.
I know. I mean, I agree. But I just feel like Boone is very loyal to DJ LeMahieu for some reason.
In the past.
And I could see him doing it, so we'll see. And as far as the Knicks go,
Boone is managing for his his extension and his pride and Joe Kelly talking, about him. Like,
that's the one thing I can't stand. I can't stand guys talking smack that did nothing against us. I mean, it's just unbelievable,
That's the time we're in. There's a bunch of losers on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, always talking down on people all day that didn't do anything.
Don't even let those clowns bother you, Keith, okay, man? They're just haters.
They don't.
They wish they were in your position.
I love it.
Okay, man, you're doing a hell of a job, and keep it up. As far as the Knicks go, Keith, I agree with you 1,000%. It is men against boys. Keith, they're 0-6 against Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
The Boston Celtics are going to lose on mm-hmm. Sunday, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Take mm-hmm. that, and you know what I mean? I don't even think, if they have to play the Bulls in the first round, they'll be out in the first round, because they should not have beaten the Bulls last night. I'm telling you, I'm dead serious. I was on,
and I'm like, yo, Lonzo Ball,
yeah.
Josh Giddey, Kobe White, Nikola Vucevic, they're taking you to OT. Yeah. Like, be ready to play.
And Keith, I'm telling you, you as a Nets fan should never have gotten rid of Atkinson, man. He is a hell of a coach.
I had multiple
and
podcasts on it.
And I know that was old Durant, but I'm telling you, man,
I
wish the Knicks got him over Tibbs. And everyone thinks I'm crazy, but I really think Atkinson would have been better in New York.
Kenny went and learned. Kenny went and sat in Golden State. He went and learned. He is on one, and he was always on one. He fought for his players. He'll run on the court and get at the refs. He just was a basketball mind. He knew how to call timeouts. The Nets didn't even have guys that could call timeouts. Thanks for the call, Justin. I mean, a few things there. You know, going back to the Mets and talking about, like, who you face teams in the National League that have pedigree. Organizations that this is what they do. They go to the postseason. They win in October. The Braves, the Dodgers, even the Phillies who have been to a World Series, who, like, they're going to be looking for revenge. You had one hot year, and it was because of one hot song, and you're not even bringing that guy back for the vibes. We don't know if you can do it without Candelita. 888-808-1019. We don't know if this Mets team can go on that same type of run. And I always hear that about, like, we were the best team in baseball from June on. It wasn't just a run. Okay, but that's over. It's a different team now. It's Juan Soto's team now. You're missing some pieces. You're missing some pieces from the rotation. You're missing some guys from that line. Like, it's a different team now. Carlos Mendoza had a great first year. Do it again, Mendy. I think you can. But, like, now you have a target on your back. You are not the hunters. You are the hunted. It is going to be different when they're not looking at the Mets as the lovable losers, the LOL Mets. They're looking at you now like, oh, you got the richest owner in the sport, one of the smartest baseball minds, one of the best players in the sport, the guy that finished runner-up and MVP. We're ready to play. You're going to get everybody's best shot now like the Yankees have for years. Like, I've gotten on the fan for years, mad at the Yankees. Like, how do y'all not know that everybody wants to beat you? That you step in the ring, everybody's going to give you their best punch. Like, that's where we're at now with both sides. It is glorious. It is grand. I can't wait. I can't wait for it to start, honestly. So we can get away from it. And you know what? Like, I'm so official. If the Mets are good, like, did I get on here last year when the Mets were going through their run and be like, this is fake. This is nothing. They're going to lose. They don't have a shot against the Brewers. No, I gave it up. I gave it up. Lindor, incredible. Alonso, amazing. Oh, this rotation. Last year, we were down on their rotation. Everybody said that was the weakness of the team. Jeremy Hefner in his pitching lab. Look at Seve. Told y'all Seve was a dog like that. Told you. Seve Houdini, he can get out of jams like that. Look at Seve. Complete game, right? Like, we, you know. We're going to go into actual games very soon, and whether I'm a Yankee fan or not, I'm a baseball fan, I'm a sports fan. And the results tell the truth in the game. You can hate it if you want, but, like, I'm not going to get on here on a night where, I don't know, the Yankees stink up the place and make excuses for them, and then the Mets dominate. Like, who dubbed them the Make It Happen Mets? Me. And I called them that in 2022. From watching games, and I'm like, they always find a way to make it happen. They're never out of any game. The Make It Happen Mets. And then I called them the Let It Happen Mets in 23. Winners make it happen. Losers let it happen. What will they be this year? They made it happen at a clip that nobody in baseball saw coming last year. There was some cosmic energy with Jorge Lopez throwing his glove into the stands. With Candelita having the number one Latin digital single. That's vibes. That's energy in baseball. You guys know this. You know in baseball it's hard to recapture that. It's hard to catch lightning in a bottle. It's hard for lightning to strike twice. You need, like, solid things like pitching. Can't have enough pitching. Soto is a solid thing. You can count on him. Lindor, I think you can count on as well. I don't know if you can count on Pete. I want to hope to count on Vientos. Swaggy V seems like the type, like he's up for the challenge. Francisco Alvarez, that's my favorite Met. I hope that he actually comes through and is the prospect and now the pro that he's supposed to be so I can see it. But that's the thing. I'll believe it when I see it. We can't proclaim it, right? The Yankees can't proclaim anything. Their fans hate them more than anybody else. The Yankees have to go out there and do it and prove it and stop living off the past. The Yankees have holes right now. The Yankees knew Stanton was hurt. Didn't do anything about it. The Yankees knew third base was going to be a competition. They said, that's fine. They made their trades. They made their signings. They made their little tweaks. They got rid of guys. Like, it's an indictment on the New York Yankees right now that Alex Verdugo and Anthony Rizzo are still available. And those guys, 114 days ago, were getting four bats a game in the World Series being relied on. Like, it is an indictment on the New York Yankees that you were relying on Clay Holmes all season to be your closer when we knew he wasn't any good. Like, we knew that, like, he's got some nasty stuff. I don't want to say any good. We knew he wasn't a closer, though. And we knew the defense was shaky behind him. That combination, 1 + 2 = oh, no. Like, if the Yankees would have moved off of Clay Holmes and stopped being so stubborn, maybe they have home field advantage against the Dodgers, have the better record. Maybe things go differently. We'll never know. Last year is over, though. We're getting closer and closer to this year. 888-808-1019. Let me take one more call here, Paulie, and then I'll. When we come back, I do want to play the cuts from Carlos Mendoza on Evan and Tiki, just in case anybody missed the interview and the conversation earlier. Another Carlos. Carlos in Deer Park. You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? It's me again, brother. How are you? I hope all is well.
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Of course, man. I don't know what was up with that guy Otis earlier, but...
Who cares?
Yeah, right? Who cares? No, I just wanted to let you know.
Don't know him.
I feel like,
probably never see him. Not worried about
him. I don't know. Yeah, he was off the wagon a little bit. But I just wanted to get a few points across, man. Listen, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't know what is up with the Mets taking what you're saying as if, like, you're, you know, taking a you-know-what on them. Like, you're just telling it how it is. Unfortunately, a guy who's going to play for a team for 15 years and who isn't a great fielder, yes, eventually he's going to be a DH. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no offense to take, you know, by that. We just had the guy. We know what he could do. And to be honest, he's got a ring. And you know what? If they win one throughout his career, I think that's a fail, man. To pay a guy who's only going to bat and then eventually DH, Ohtani money, I get why Ohtani got the money. He pitches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This guy does one thing. And then the last thing I wanted to say is about the Nets, because the one guy brought it up. I think that was one of our biggest mistakes, man, was letting Kenny Atkinson go.
Of course it was. Katie and Kyrie forced him out. And Katie and Kyrie were just rubbing shoulders with him at the All-Star game.
Exactly. Wishing they probably still had him on the team. You know what I mean? Because look at him now. Look what he's doing. And that's the thing. Some of these coaches, like, I guess is that at our detriment, but he left there. He sat, you know, as an assistant. He learned.
He helped them build the Nets world that attracted KD and Kyrie. They basically let him drive the hoopty, and then they upgraded to the Ferrari and said, no, you're not driving the Ferrari. Thanks for the call, Carlos. 888-808-1019. I do have a special guest that will join us at 10:15. Former Yankee Cameron Maben would love to weigh in on the change. Cameron Maben was out there campaigning and low-key telling people over 2 years ago, hey, I'm a former Yankee. I talk to a lot of players. He does baseball content. He's played for different teams. And there was a word that he knew out there about this facial hair policy that players were not going for it, did not want to be Yankees because of it, or didn't want to be traded there, and that if the Yankees did change that, they'd be more inclined. They've changed it. So Cameron Maben, my guy, will join us at 10:15. Let's take a break here. When we come back, I'll take a couple more calls. We'll do the Cameron Maben interview. We'll play the cuts from the Carlos Mendoza interview, and then we continue to talk Mets, to talk Yankees, beard policy, spring training, and we get ready for the Mets' first spring training game coming up tomorrow.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.